And then we'll go into chapter 3 after that. So again, welcome to all. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get started. Lord, whenever we come to the study of the Bible, we feel compelled to pray because we don't understand what the Bible should be saying. We don't understand how to follow it, but you have promised to teach us. We're thankful that you know the future and consequently you know how to lead us into the future in a way that is wise. We thank you for that. Now teach us, we pray, and we give wisdom, sorry, we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I probably mentioned last week that this particular prophecy in Daniel chapter 2 is in some respects a foundational prophecy upon which our understanding of the future grows.
上个星期我大概跟大家讲过了，讲过了就是这一个大以理书第二章的这些预言呢，应该是所有的那些预言的一个基础，然后其他的很多预言都是建立在这个预言之上。This
prophecy was all future in the days of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar when it was given.
这个预言当给他们的时候呢，在但以理和尼布甲尼撒那个年代呢，这些都是要在将来发生的事情。But
most of this prophecy is already accomplished from our perspective. We can look back at much of the prophecy and then forward for the rest.
因为这中间呢，从我们这个观点去看呢，大部分预言呢已经实现了。 然后呢，如果我们往回看，往回看那些预言已经实现，再往前看的预言还将继续。The
question always is, how could you possibly believe somebody who tells you what's going to happen in the future?
这问题呢，总是这样的，你怎么可能去相信去一个人，他告诉你未来将发生什么呢？
And the answer is, you would believe the prophecy for the future if, in fact, the prophecy in the past had already been precisely and accurately fulfilled.
这些预言在过去已经精准地发生了，所以你才会去相信将来这个预言也会发生。So
how do we believe the prophecy that the Lord Jesus Christ will come back again?
怎么去相信主耶稣基督会再来的这样一个预言呢？
And we believe it because the prophecies that he would come the first time have already been fulfilled. And if the last prophecies have been fulfilled, then the future prophecies coming from the same source must be fulfilled.
同一个来源的预言呢，它在过去实现了， 那么在将来呢，它必须会实现。
Some people have said that there are quite possibly over 300 Old Testament prophecies that were fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有些人说呢，实际上最少在旧约时代的超过300个的预言，在主耶稣基督在地球上的时候，在他身上已经实现了。
That's an amazing number of prophecies.
这个是一个非常神奇的数量对于预言来说。
Let me just remind you of a very few of them, and you try to figure out the chances that Jesus could have arranged to fulfill those prophecies.
因为我给大家举几个例子关于对主耶稣基督的预言，你去想一想，如果是主耶稣基督来安排去实现这个预言的实现，这个概率有多大呢？
Micah said 500 years before he was born that he would be born in Bethlehem. How do you arrange that?
因为那个弥迦呢，就预言在主耶稣基督出生前500年前就预言他要在伯利恒就是出生，那怎么去安排这个呢？
Isaiah said that he would be born of a virgin. What are the chances of that happening?
因为以赛亚说呢，主耶稣基督要生于处女，那么说这样的一个概率有多大呢？
And then Daniel, we'll read this when we get to chapter 9. Daniel says when he is going to be born. How do you handle that?
因为我们后面在学习但以理书的时候，当学的第九章的时候呢，但以理预言了主耶稣基督什么时候出生，那么你怎么可能安排你什么时候出生呢？
Why do we believe that the prophecies regarding the future will be fulfilled? We believe it because the prophecies regarding the past have been fulfilled precisely as they were written.
对呢，这个呢，为什么我们要去相信这些预言在将来会实现呢？那就是因为这些预言在过去精准的实现了。
All right, well, we'll go back now, and remember that the vision that Nebuchadnezzar saw, he saw a statue.With a man whose head was gold, whose chest was silver, whose waist was bronze, and whose legs were iron, his feet were iron and clay.
因为这个呢，我们回去看看当时呢，那个尼布甲尼撒在他的意象中，在他梦中看见了一个雕像。这个雕像呢，他头是金的，然后他的胸呢是银的，他的腰呢是。铜的，然后他的腿是铁的，然后呢，他的脚是泥和铁混合起来。
And so verse 36 says, "This was the dream, and now we will interpret to the king. You, O king, are the king of kings. The God of heaven has given you dominion and power and might and glory."In your hands he has placed mankind and the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Wherever they live, he has made you ruler over them. You are the head of gold.
第三十六节，但以理书第二章第三十六节，大家可以翻到三十六节说，这就是那梦，我们在王面前要讲解那梦。第37节，王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。凡世人所住之地的走兽，并天空的飞鸟，他都交到你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头。
So the prophecy is an amazing prophecy. It basically says, Nebuchadnezzar, you are king now, and you are the golden head of the statue of all the kingdoms that are coming in the world. You are the top. You are the best.
这个里面的这个预言呢是非常的令人惊奇的。它基本上就是说呢，尼布甲尼撒，你就是那个王，因为你现在统治一切，你就是那将要来到的王国的那个雕像的那个金头，所以你就是掌管一切的那个王。It's
interesting that before Nebuchadnezzar, history tells us of no king, no country that had such great power as the country of Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为这个历史呢告诉我们就是非常有趣的是在尼布甲尼撒和他的巴比伦王国之前呢没有任何一个王国的那个权力呢超过了巴比伦没有任何一个王的
There wasn't one before, and there hasn't been one since, which is amazing. What an amazing prophecy.
在那之前呢，从来没有一个是那样像尼布甲尼撒那样，但是在尼布甲尼撒以后呢，也没有一个像他这样的，所以这是一个非常神奇的一个预言。
And then verse 39 says, after you, another kingdom will rise. It will be inferior to yours.
第39节又说呢，在你以后必另兴一国，不及于你。
And so this king is going to be the Medo-Persian Empire. We'll find out more of that in the book of Daniel as we go. But the second kingdom is the Medo-Persian Empire. It will be great. And not as great as the former.
这个呢，另兴起的一国呢，这个国指的是那个波斯帝国，就是中期的波斯帝国。我们在后面学那个但以理书的时候，我们会发现，这个帝国呢，它其实也很强大，但是它仍然没有尼布甲尼撒的巴比伦王国强大。
Among other things, it will be very powerful. And we're told it had 127 provinces in it. It was a big place.
但实际上呢，我们也知道，后来这个王国呢，它特别强大。我们知道呢，我们有112个省份在那个王国里，所以这个王国是非常大的一个王国。
And we read a lot about it in the Bible. And there's a great deal told about it in history.
我们呢，在圣经里读到的大量的东西呢，实际上呢，在历史上都是一些重大的事件。
At the time of this dream, it wasn't really a significant power.
所以呢，在这个梦里面呢，实际上呢，它并不是那些都不是一些极大的权力。
Nebuchadnezzar may very well have had a hard time believing it.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，他很可能他很难相信这些。
And then verse 39 goes on, next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth.
那第39节又继续说呢，又有第三国，就是铜的，必掌管天下。
That particular kingdom under the hands of Alexander the Great, the Greek kingdom will be there, but it'll be weaker than either the Medo-Persian or the Babylonian empires before it.
这个呢，其实呢，就是那个亚历山大大帝统治的那个王国。那个王国呢，虽然强大，但是它呢，也不及那个中期的波斯王国，也更不及。
And after that will come, verse 40, the fourth kingdom, strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes everything. And as iron breaks things to pieces, so this kingdom will crush and break all the others.
四十节说呢，第四国必坚仗如铁，也能打碎克制百物。
And at the time of this dream, there was very, very little known about either Greece or Rome. And the Greek kingdom, nobody would ever have expected it to be a kingdom, and certainly not Rome. It was just a small little town on the side of the Tiber River. It was not a big deal.
在这个当时讲这个预言的时候呢，他们没有人可能想到后来的那个希腊帝国和罗马帝国。实际上呢，这个当时呢，在罗马帝国来讲呢，是一件不可能的事，因为当时的罗马只是在那个地中海附近的一个小小的镇。
So, I'm not going to give you precise dates now, but basically, the Babylonian kingdom began about 600 BC and went on for maybe 100 years. Then after that, the Medo-Persian for a couple of hundred years. Then after that, the Greek kingdom for a couple of hundred years. And then the Roman kingdom came in and it lasted probably for 600 or 700 years.
因为我不可能告诉这个里面的细节，我跟大家稍微讲一下。 当时呢，巴比伦的王国呢，大概是在公元前大概600年前形成的，它持续了大概100多年。然后呢，跟着后面来的就是那个中东的波斯帝国，这个波斯帝国呢，大概也持续了几百年。几百年呢，然后呢，又来到了那个希腊帝国，希腊帝国呢，大概也持续了100多年。然后最后呢，这个罗马帝国，罗马帝国呢，也持续了好几百年。
So you just take a guess now, and you tell me who is going to be the most powerful kingdom 100 years from now, 300 years from now, 500 years from now, and 700 years from now. Can you tell me which country is going to be the greatest?
所以呢，你现在你就自己猜一下，或者说你设想一下，你们当中有任何一个人能可以告诉我？ 100年以后，或者300年以后，或者500年以后，或者700年以后，哪一个国家会是最强大的国家呢？你只是猜一下就可以。
This is a truly amazing prophecy, and it sets out the order of the great kingdoms of the earth from the time of Nebuchadnezzar, 600 years before Christ, down through the time of the Lord and after.
这个呢，就是这个真是一个真的非常令人惊奇的一个预言。这个预言呢，准确的，就是告诉了我们在主前600年一直往后下面所发生的事情。
And so, because of this and prophecies that follow in far greater detail, many people who pretended to be students of the Bible said this book could never have been written by Daniel because nobody could possibly know the detail into the future that Daniel knows. Therefore, the book had to be written after the facts, probably 100 years before Jesus Christ. And it wasn't written by Daniel at all. It was just written by an historian who built a story around what had happened in the last 600 years.
因为呢，这个事件的历史上的事件发生的如此的精准，在那个但以理书里面，所以呢，有些他们自认为是圣经的学者，或者是假装是圣经的学者。 他们就得出一个结论，说这个但以理书呢，不可能是但以理写的，也不可能是说，因为但以理在那个年代，他不可能如此精准的预测到这个将来要发生的事情的所有的细节。基于这个原因呢，他们认为呢，这个书是在主前大概100年是由其他的人写的。 然后他们只是把历史上发生的所有的事情把它归拢到一块儿，才写出了这个但以理书。
All right, so verse 41 goes on now and says, just as you saw that the feet and toes were partly of baked clay and partly of iron, so this kingdom will be a divided kingdom. Yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it, even as you saw iron mixed with clay.
41节继续说, 你既见像的脚和脚趾头一半是窑匠的泥, 一半是铁, 那国将来必分开, 你既见铁与你掺杂, 那国也必有铁的力量。
So what you have here is a kingdom which is very, very strong, but also very, very weak because it's brittle.
因为这个国家呢，你看起来呢， 它是非常非常强大的，但是同样呢，它也是非常非常脆弱的，因为它里面掺杂了一些东西。
And so verse 42, as the toes were partly iron and partly clay, so this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle.
因此呢，第42节说呢，那脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。
So here's the question. What is the characteristic of the great power in the world today?
那这里就是一个问题。那么那个当今世界上那个有极大权力的那个国家的特征是什么呢?
What is the greatest power in the world today?
那么今天世界上最大的权力是在哪里?
Well, it's the United States, isn't it?
是在美国，对不对?
And if the United States were to go to war, it would probably win.
美国如果参战的话，他肯定会赢。But
is the United States strong?
那么美国今天很强大吗?
No, it's terribly weak. The United States has riots in the streets of its cities almost every day.
因为美国它其实是很弱的，因为今天在美国的城市里。
The United States has shootings in the schools almost every week.
因为在美国呢，基本上每个星期都会发生校园枪击案。
The United States has borders, and if you want to go from Vancouver to Seattle, you've got to go through the border, and you've got to be protected.
因为这个。 美国呢，它有一个边界，它有个国家。如果你今天从温哥华去西雅图的话呢，你必须呢穿过这个国界。
And if your name was Leo Kamstra, you couldn't do it.
如果你今天你的名字是 Leo，就是Trevor的太太，你今天就过不了边界。Leo
couldn't go from Vancouver to Seattle until a few weeks ago because she didn't have the right papers.
因为Leo呢，她几个星期之前呢，她都不能直接从温哥华去西雅图，因为她没有签证。But
she could easily have gone from Tijuana up to San Diego. All she had to do was walk across the southern border.
因为呢，那样呢，他其实很容易就从那个墨西哥的那个提瓦拉城市直接到圣地亚哥，因为他可以很容易的就偷渡边界，偷渡到圣地亚哥去。5,000
illegal entries every single day into the United States by people who are coming from Mexico. Leo can't go from Canada to the United States, but 5,000 every day illegally, permanently come across from Mexico into the United States. How foolish is that?
你每天呢，大概有5,000个非法移民从墨西哥呢，偷渡国界穿越到美国。那么Leo呢，他不可能，他不能就是合法的从温哥华。 到西雅图，但是每天呢，却有5,000个非法移民偷越国境到美国，这是一个多么愚蠢的一件事。
So this is descriptive of the empire that is the last of these empires, the Roman Empire, the Iron Empire. It's very strong, but it's also very weak at the same time.
这里呢，就其实描述的那个最后的那一个王国，就是罗马帝国。罗马帝国呢，它其实是非常强大的一个帝国，但是同时呢，它也是非常脆弱的一个帝国。
So what do we know now about this Roman, this Iron Kingdom?
现在我们对这个，就是罗马帝国这个铁的帝国了解多少了？Rome
became a world power about 100, 200 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born.
现在罗马帝国呢，变成了一个非常强大的国家，在主耶稣基督出生之前的100到120年。
It continued to be an empire for at least 500 years after the Lord Jesus Christ died, and it continued in a different form even since then.
那就是他，罗马帝国继续变得强大，在主耶稣基督为我们死了以后，大约500多年，他仍然是一个强大的帝国。然后实际上呢，从某种意义上来说， 它这个罗马帝国以某种形式一直持续到现在。
It's interesting that it divided into the Eastern and Western empires. It divided in those days, few hundred years after the Lord Jesus. It divided just like the two legs were divided.
非常有趣的是，罗马帝国分裂成 那个东部东罗马帝国和西罗马帝国是在主耶稣基督呢死了以后几百年以后，所以这两个帝国呢实际上呢看起来就像两条腿一样。And
then it transformed itself just a little because the Roman Empire stopped, but the religious empire of Rome carried on as the Roman Catholic Church, and it had great power down through many, many years, even up to today.
实际上呢，然后呢，那个罗马帝国呢，以某种形式改变了，改变成了继续这个帝国延续的这个罗马帝国，它以今天当今的那个天主教的形式存在。 罗马天主教实际上呢，在后呢，在几百年前都是有极大的权力的一个王国，直至到今天，甚至罗马天主教仍然有很大的权力。And
then you'll remember that there were 10 toes on this particular statue. 10 toes.
大家也都记得，在这个 特别的雕像呢，下面有那10个脚趾头。
These 10 toes answer to the 10 kings, the 10 crowns that you read about in the book of Revelation. There are 10 aspects, 10 countries, if you like, that get together and they form a confederacy that will ultimately be there in the very last days.
这个呢，10个脚趾头呢，实际上呢，你是在启示录里，我们也讲到这10个脚趾头呢，代表的呢是那个兽的10个脚或者那个10个头，这样呢，它最终在最后呢，他们就是联合起来成一个非常强大的一个国家，在启示录最后的时候。
And you'll remember that the distance between the top of the head and the bottom of the head isn't very great. That was Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonish kingdom. Didn't last long.
你们大家也知道呢，从这个头顶到头的下面，这个距离呢不会太长。所以呢，这个也预示着尼布甲尼撒的那个王国呢，它存留的时间呢很短。
The Medo-Persian Empire didn't last that long either. And following that was the Greek Empire. It didn't last long, but all statues have long legs.
这个呢，大家也记得，跟随而来的 那个中东波斯帝国呢，它从这里到这里也没有多长。然后呢，下面那个希腊帝国呢，在腰间呢也没有太长。但是呢，所有的雕像呢都有非常长的两条腿，所以这个代表的是罗马帝国。
And so we today are probably living in the days of the feet of that empire.
因为我们今天我们生活的年代呢，大概就是说我们生活在那个脚的那个时期，就这个王国的那个脚的那个时期。
Remember that as we read in Revelation, the beast and the false prophet are going to be there in the last days. They're going to be controlling things in the last days, and the false prophet will be the revived Babylonian religion, and it will have much in it associated with the Roman Empire, the revived spiritual Roman Catholic Empire. It's all going to be together in those very last days.
所以呢，大家也记得在启示录里，实际上我们讲到的那个假先知和那个野兽。其实那个假先知呢，他实际上就是说是某种形式上的那个巴比伦王国他的复兴，然后跟着后来的那个罗马帝国，然后所有的甚至是罗马天主教，他们一起组成了这个假先知，然后联合成一个非常强大的一个国家，就是在启示录那个时期。
And now, and we're going to get more of this. It'll be explained more as we go through the book of Daniel. You don't understand everything now, but we're going to get more. It'll become more clear. But verse 44 introduces the best part of this prophecy.
现在呢，因为我们当一直通读这个但以理书的时候呢，刚才讲的那些东西你会越来越清晰。因为现在你可能理解不了，你很难理解，但是呢，当我们往后学的时候，你就会有比较清晰的印象来明白这个。那么第44节又是这么讲。
So verse 44 says, in the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it itself will endure forever.
第44节说，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
Verse 45, this is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands. A rock that broke iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold to pieces.
第45节说呢，你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥。
And so remember now, at the book of the end of the Revelation, sorry, at the end of the book of Revelation, you find that the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and he sets up his kingdom, and that kingdom will go forever. Jesus is the rock that is going to destroy all the world's kingdoms and set himself up as king forever all over the world.
大家也记得在启示录的后半部分，最后的时候呢，主耶稣基督他会来呢，击碎一切的国家，然后建立他的王国。主耶稣基督呢，从某个意，主耶稣基督就是那块石头，他会打败一切国家，然后建立他的王国。这个王国呢，会存留到永远。
So the end of the first 47 says, the great God has shown the king what will take place in the future.
第45节说呢，那就是至大的神把后来必有的事给王指明。
So what's going to come next?
所以下一步会发生什么呢？
The defeat of the feet of the clay, sorry, the feet, the feet of the image that will come. Jesus will come in the tribulation. He will destroy that image and he will set up his own kingdom forever.
这个呢，其实就是说是在那个大灾难以后呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会来，他会来击碎那个，就是那个脚做的那个像，然后呢，整个的都会被摧毁，而主耶稣基督呢会建立他的王国，直到永远。
So what do we know today? Answer, we're living in the days of the feet, and the days are strong and weak all at the same time. The kingdoms are brittle. It's a confusing time, but one day soon, the Lord Jesus Christ will come back as the Lord of the tribulation, and he will destroy all those nations. He's going to set up his kingdom. We say, hallelujah, I'm going to be on his side.
这个呢是将要发生什么呢？将要发生，因为我们当今呢生活在这个脚的这个年代。虽然这个脚呢，年代这个鸟呢，它因为它有铁和泥，所以它本身也是强大的，其实也是脆弱的。这个呢，当时呢主会来到将来主会来，主会来的时候呢，它会作为那个大灾难的主，然后它会击碎这个脚趾，就脚所形成的这个王国。 然后建立他的王国，所以呢，我们说哈利路亚，我们要站在主这一边。All
right, so next issue is this. What does Nebuchadnezzar do having seen all this? Nebuchadnezzar, verse 46 says, fell before Daniel and paid him honor. He was amazed. Daniel was able not only to interpret the dream, but to tell him what he dreamt.
那这个呢，那么说在这个以后，发生以后，尼布甲尼撒做了什么呢？第46节是这样说，当时尼布甲尼撒王就伏在地上，向但以理下拜。实际上当时呢，那个尼布甲尼撒王前就是感到极度的惊奇，因为
What's the response of Nebuchadnezzar? Number one, he honors Daniel and says, Daniel, you're like a god. And Daniel had to say, no, it's God who's God. I'm not God. God is God. But Nebuchadnezzar recognized there was something great in Daniel.
那尼布甲尼撒下一步做的什么呢？他就说呢，但以理你很了不起，你就是神。但以理说我不是神，是那个天上的神告诉我的。所以呢，当时呢，尼布甲尼撒他知道是神什么东西在但以理身上。
What would you have done if you had been Nebuchadnezzar?
如果你是尼布甲尼撒，你会怎么做？
And the answer is you've no idea, but you would say what I would like to have done. If I had been Nebuchadnezzar, I would have liked to say to Daniel, Daniel, you've got the great God. I want to serve the great God.
因为我认为呢，如果你是尼布甲尼撒呢，你可能会有很多的反应。但是我认为呢，我会对尼布甲尼撒说，对但以理说呢， 但以理，你有一个很伟大的神，我想要去服侍他。But
instead of bowing and honoring and worshiping God, he said, verse 48, Daniel, I'm going to give you a promotion and I'll give you lots of gifts. I'll give you lots of money. You're a good man, Daniel.
但尼布甲尼撒呢，他没有那么去做。 他而且做的是在第48节讲的，他说呢，他给但以理很多的东西，就是说呢，给他的很多的钱财，并且提升他的位置。他跟但以理说，但以理你是一个伟大的人，是个好人，所以我要给你这么多东西。
He recognized and honored Daniel, but he didn't recognize and honor God yet. How foolish.
所以呢他意识到了他要去尊重大以理，但是呢他还没有意识到他更应该去敬拜的是神，这是多么一个愚蠢的事。
So chapter 3, what does Nebuchadnezzar do? Chapter 3 verse 1, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold.
这个呢我们来到但以理书第三章。第三章你看看尼布甲尼撒在干什么。第三章第一节说尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像。
So I think he spent a lot of time thinking about that dream after Daniel had explained it to him. And he said, I'm the head of gold. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make an image and I'm going to make it not with a head of gold. I'm going to make it all of gold.
所以呢在那个我认为呢是在但以理跟尼布甲尼撒解了梦以后呢他可能想了很久，他觉得诶我就是那个金头，所以呢我要去雕一个金像，我不光只是雕一个金头，而雕整个的像都用金子来雕。
I think he said I'm a pretty smart guy, I'm a pretty strong guy, I can do what I want to do, and the dream said I'm the head of gold, but actually the dream's only partly true. I'm going to let my kingdom go on all the way down. The whole image is going to be gold. Nebuchadnezzar said, God's good, but I'm better than God.
这个呢我认为当时尼布甲尼撒他想的，他说我很聪明，我也权力很大，所以呢我要去建立一个金像，我不是说在梦里呢只告诉我是个金头，但是那个梦呢可能不是完全真实的，所以呢我要建整个雕像，整个雕像呢让我的不光是头是金的，身子也是金的，这样呢我的王国可以持续到永远。神是好的，但是我比神更好。
Do you think there are people in the world today who think they're smarter than God?
你认为当今世界有人他认为他比神聪明吗？
Yeah. And they're often happy to take some of the things that God gives them and then use them for themselves rather than for the glory of God. I think they say, I'll just do it my way. God will help me. I'll carry on my way.
所以他们通常呢就是把神赐给他们的一些东西呢去用作他们自己的用途，而不是把荣耀给神。他们说呢我会去做什么事情，但是呢神会帮助我，当我做成这件事情以后呢我不把荣耀给神，我自己想干什么就干什么，我要按我的自己的方式去生活。
Would that be wise to say God I'm smarter than you?
所以你说神啊我比你聪明，这个是明智的吗？
So that's basically what Nebuchadnezzar said. He built himself a statue, only instead of having a silver and brass and iron, he made it all of gold and said, it's all for me.
这个真正是尼布甲尼撒所做的事情。他并没有像在梦中那样做一个金的头银的胸还有其他的那些，他说呢我把它全部做成金的，你看我多棒，我多厉害，这都是我的。
Can I tell you a story from European history?
所以我可以跟大家讲一个欧洲历史上的故事。
There was a very powerful king in France whose name was Napoleon.
在那个法国有一个非常的有权力的王，他的名字叫拿破仑。
He conquered much of Europe.
他几乎征服了所有的欧洲。
And his problem was that he wasn't able to conquer England.
他的问题呢，就是他征服不了英格兰。
One day, they had a battle. It's called the Battle of Waterloo.
有一天呢，他们发有一场 战争，这个战争呢可称之为滑铁卢之战。
One of the most important battles in the history of Europe probably took place 250 years ago.
所以呢其中就是欧洲历史上最重要的战争在250年前发生了。
Napoleon was a brilliant military strategist.
所以拿破仑呢是一个非常聪明的那个战略家。
And he met with his generals one morning. And he said, today is the battle. This is what we are going to do.
所以呢他把他的将军们聚在一起。他说今天我们要打这场仗。这就是我们要应该怎么去打。
And he outlined how his armies would move, where they would go, when they would be there. He had the whole thing planned.
所以呢他就指出了他的军队呢要往哪里走，往哪边移动，什么时候移动，怎么移动。所以他告诉了他的将军们他的作战计划。
I think the English general was a man by the name of Wellington.
所以呢我认为呢当时呢英国的那个将军他的名字叫威灵顿。
And this is what Napoleon said to his generals. He said, we will do this and this and this and this and by evening time, Wellington will be at my feet, defeated.
诶这个呢我认为拿破仑当时跟他的将军们是这样说的，我们今天要这么打这么打这么打这么打，到傍晚的时候呢那个威灵顿将军呢就会被打败，然后跪在我的脚下。
One of his generals, a very wise man and a fearless man, said, Mr. Napoleon, just remember this. God proposes and then God fulfills that proposal. God will work out his solution. God is the one who's in charge, Mr. Napoleon.
所以呢这其中的拿破仑那个将军呢他是一个非常的聪明而且是一个非常的无惧的人。他跟拿破仑说，他说神是在有一个计划，而神会掌控这一切，神会让这个计划怎么去实行，所以神在你拿破仑之上。
And Napoleon said, I, Napoleon proposes, and I will work out the solution. He will be at my feet tonight. The general said, but God, Napoleon said, I will do it.
所以呢那个拿破仑说我才是这个计划这个一切的。我拿破仑我是最厉害的。所以那个威灵顿将军他将会被打败，然后会在傍晚在我的脚下。然后那个将军说不是你是神。拿破仑说不是神是我。
So what do you think happened?
你认为发生了什么？
I'll tell you what happened. It rained.
我告诉你发生什么，下大雨了。
And because it rained, Napoleon's army was just a little slow to get here.
所以因为下雨呢，所以拿破仑的军队呢，他就是慢了一些到达目的，到达聚集地。
And because it rained, the other group couldn't do exactly what they were going to do.
因为下雨呢，另一部分军队呢，也不能就完全按照他们的计划去做。
And it kept on raining.
所以一直就下雨。
And at the evening, Wellington was standing there and Napoleon was at his feet.
所以在傍晚的时候呢，那个威灵顿将军站在那里，拿破仑呢，就跪在他的脚下。
Don't ever tell God what you're going to do.
永远不要去教神做事。
God is the boss.
神才是掌控一切。
Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm the king of gold. I will be the boss.
你们讲经上说我是那个金王，所以呢我将是掌控一切的。
God says no. The Medo-Persian kingdom is coming in soon, Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm the boss.
你神说你不讲你上那个就是说呢那个波斯中期的波斯帝国他会来的很快，所以你不讲上不是我才是主宰这个。
So chapter 3 and verse 1 again, the king Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold. It was 90 feet high or 60 cubits high, 9 feet wide or 6 cubits wide. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
In the 第一节继续说呢，尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高60肘，宽6肘，立在巴比伦省杜拉平原。
Was that big?
这个大不大？
Yeah, that was a big statue.
是，这是一个很大的一个雕像。
And then verse 2 says, he then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provincial officials to come to the dedication of the image that he had set up.
然后呢第二节说呢尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督钦差巡抚聂斯藩斯谋士法官和各省的官员都召了来为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼。
So did he have lots of big men in his army and big men in his government? Yeah. What were they called?
所以尼布甲尼撒在他的军队里在他的政府里有很多的大人物吗？是。他们被称之为什么?
They were called satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provincial officials. He assembled them to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it.
因为这个他们被称之为总督、钦差、巡抚、聂斯、藩斯、谋士、法官和各省的官员都来了。他们被召来以后呢，就站在这个雕像之前。
So they've all come together now. This statue, 90 feet high, 9 feet wide, all gold, standing in the plain of Dura, and tens of thousands of his government officials.All standing around it.
因为呢这个呢他们所有的那些人呢成千上千的人呢都聚在一起站在这个高60肘宽6肘的这么一个大像之前。所以呢所有的政府的官员啊所有的人都来站在这个大雕像之前。
Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, this is right, because The God of heaven has told me I'm the greatest king that there has been or will be, apart from the stone that's coming. I'm the greatest king, so it's proper that all these people should bow down before my image. I'm a pretty good king, he said.
你们讲经上说呢，那个呢，现在呢，在天上的神呢，告诉我是。我就是那个最伟大的王，所以呢，在那个石头来摧毁我之前，我就是最伟大的王。所以呢，我雕了为自己雕了一个像，所有的全世界的呢，所有的人呢，都要来跪拜我的这个雕像。所以呢，我是一个非常好的王，我是一个伟大的王。
Verse 4, then the herald loudly proclaimed to all of these people.They didn't have megaphones, sorry, they didn't have microphones in those days. They had megaphones, but all the people could hear. This is what you're commanded to do, he said. O peoples, nations, and men of every language, as soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down.And worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. All you've got to do is worship that king.
因为这个呢，其实上呢，第四节说那是传令的大声呼叫说，他们当时没有我们这样的音响系统，但是他们却有传令的， 所以传令的大师说呢，各方各族各族的人呢，有令禅于你们，你们一听见角笛琵琶琴瑟笙和各种乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。他要求卓越的人呢，听到这些乐声以后呢，都要敬拜尼布甲尼撒的金像。
Now we read something similar to that, didn't we, in the book of Revelation?
所以我们在启示录里读到了类似的东西，是不是？
And the beast and the false prophet got together, and the beast said, you get the mark of the beast, or the number of his mark in your forehead, or in your right hand. And if you do that, you can buy or sell. And if you can't do that, you won't be able to even buy or sell. Sounds just like this.
因为这个呢，在启示录里，当时的假先知呢和那些兽呢，他们说呢，你如果你在你的额头上或者在你的手上手腕上没有那个兽的数字或者兽的记号，你就不能买东西卖东西，除非你有了这个，你才能做买卖。
So verse 6 says, he continues, he says, whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing fiery furnace.
第六节说呢，凡不俯伏敬拜的必立时扔在烈火的窑中。
Therefore, verse 7, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and men of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
第七节说呢，因此各方各国各族的人民一听见角笛琵琶琴瑟和各样的乐器的声音，就都俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。
Okay, so this particular chapter, verse 3, is history, but it's also prophetic, because the day is coming when you, if you're still alive in those days, if you were alive in those days, the government will say, you will worship this way, or you will die. You'll get the mark of the beast on your forehead or on your right hand, or you will die. It happened in the past. It's going to happen in the future.
所以这个第三章告诉我们的事情呢，其实是在将来呢，它也会发生的。如果你能够活到将来的那个年代的话，当时呢，政府呢可能会告诉你，就是说呢，你要怎么样去敬拜，要怎么样去拜，如果你不拜你必须死。这个呢实际上是在历史上已经发生过了，将来呢还会发生。
All right, verse 8 says, at this time, some of the astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to Nebuchadnezzar, O king, you have issued a decree. And we're going to skip down, to verse 12, but there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They pay no attention to you, O king. Neither serve they your gods, nor worship the image that you have set up.
其实第八节说呢，那时有几个加勒底人进来控告犹太人。这个呢我们要跳到第十二节。第十二节说，现在有几个犹太人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的沙达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
So picture this now. You've got this image 90 feet high. It's a nice day.And all of a sudden the music starts. And the music is the best music in the world. I'm not sure what it is, and we're not sure how it happens, but when the music starts, everybody in that field that day, probably 20,000 or more, they all bow down and worship the beast, except three men who stand up.
你去想象一下这样一个画面，这里呢就是一个很好的一个天气，然后这里立着一个大的金像，大的金像呢在一天当中呢突然呢那个音乐声响起来了，这个音乐声呢可能是世界上最好听的音乐，我不知道那个音乐是什么，我们也想不出来，但是呢当音乐一响起来，大概是在周围世界上他周围所有的人，他想大概最少有20000以上的人，当听到音乐以后呢，你们必须马上俯伏在地跪拜。但这时只有三个人是例外的，就是刚才讲到的这三个带领你三个朋友，他们却不拜。
So how would you have felt if you'd been one of the guys standing and everybody else bows down, probably falls down on the ground flat, so that they're all flat and you're standing way up?
所以呢，如果你是那个站着的人，你的感觉会怎么样？突然呢，一下，你周围所有的人都跪在地上，甚至呢，他们可能是全身呢俯伏在地，趴在地上。那么这个时候呢，你是一个唯一站着的人，你的感觉会怎么样？
When you're a Christian and you stand for Jesus, you'll feel just like that.
所以呢，当你如果你是个基督徒，你为主耶稣基督而站立的话，这就是你的感觉。
Everybody else says we're doing it, and you say, no, we're not. I will not do it.
所以每一个人都说呢，我们去做那件事情吧。你说不，我不会做。
That was chapter one, wasn't it? Everybody says, I'll eat your wicked food. I'll drink your terrible liquor.And the four of them said, no, we won't.
这就是在第一章里发生的，是不是呢？所有的人说呢，我们都会吃你那个邪恶的食物，也会喝你那个可怕的酒，但是他们四个人却说不，我们不吃也不喝。
Now it's the other way around, and they're all bowing down, and these three men stand up and say, no,We will not worship that image, and that image is of you, Nebuchadnezzar, and you are our boss, and we will not worship your gods. We're not going to worship you either. We'll serve you. I'll go to work for you at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I will not worship your God.
这个呢，就是说呢，这三个人，这里是另外一种情况，这三个人呢，他们就是站在这里，他们说呢，跟你们讲，你再说不，我们不敬拜你，也不敬拜你的神，因为你是我们的老板，但是呢，我们会为你工作，每天早上8点起来，我们会照样为你工作，但是呢，我们不敬拜你，更不敬拜你的神。
So what do you do when your boss says you do this and you say no, God won't want me to do that? You go to your boss and you say, boss,I will not do what you've instructed me to do. What's your boss think?
现在如果你跟你的老板说，你说你老板让你去做一件事，你就说呢，老板，我的神不让我这个做这件事，所以呢，我不去做。如果你这样告诉你的老板，你认为你的老板会怎么想？
So, verse 13. Furious with rage.Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my gods or worship the image of gold that I have set up? Neither when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music. If you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, that's good.But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?
然后呢，刚才读的13节一直到第15节。第13节说，当时尼布甲尼撒冲出大怒， 吩咐人把沙德拉米沙亚伯尼哥带过来，他们就把那些人带到王面前。尼布甲尼撒问他们说，沙德拉米撒亚伯哥亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？你们再听见角色、琵琶、琴瑟声的各样乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所造的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？
He said to them, don't you remember who I am? I'm your boss. I'm the king. I'm the head of gold. You bow down and you worship that head of gold. If you don't, what God is going to be able to deliver you from me? I'm the head of gold.
因为他们，你们解释基本上说，你忘记了我是谁吗？我是你们的老板，我是王，我是那个金头，所以呢，我要让你做什么，你就必须做什么。如果你不照我做的事情做，我会把你们扔到火窑里去。到时候有神，有谁，你的神能来救你吗？我就是那个金头。
Have you ever noticed that the great fights in the Bible are always between some great man and God?
所以呢，你在记不记得，就是在圣经里的那些战斗，基本上是一些很大的人物，他们和神作战。
Nebuchadnezzar's line, verse 15, is, then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? I'm just as big as God. I'm able to look after everything.
尼布甲尼撒在那个第十五节里说呢，有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？就是我跟神是一样的，我现在是掌控一切的，我才是最厉害。
Goliath wasn't fighting against David. David said, you're fighting against the God of the armies of Israel. You, Goliath, have chosen to fight against God. You're going to lose, you know. God's more powerful than you, Goliath.
现在当时大卫王和格利亚战斗的时候呢，大卫王跟格利亚说，你作战的对象呢是以色列军队的神，所以格利亚你是在跟神打仗，所以你肯定会失败的，格利亚。
Sennacherib came against the armies of Hezekiah, and God had to, he said, I'm stronger than your God. What God? None of the other gods are able to deliver you out of my hand. I'm bigger than your God. And Hezekiah said, you'll learn something pretty soon, mister.
其实呢，这个同样的事情呢，也是发生在这个还在西西家王那个身上。当时呢，他们说呢，尼布甲尼撒说呢，我比你的那个神要厉害，我会我才是最厉害的。所以那个他们就跟他说呢，尼布甲尼撒，很快你就会学到什么东西。
If the battle's between a big man and God, whose side would you want to be on?
如果这个战斗呢是在一个大人物和神之间，你想站在哪一边？
You say, but my God's my boss. Or sorry, I'm on my boss's side, or I'm on God's side, but he's my boss. I've got to do what he says. And the answer is no. You've got to do what God says. God is always going to win the battle.
那么你会说呢，对，他是我的老板，我本来应该呢，他告诉我做什么我就做什么。不是的，你应该是替神说，神让你做什么就做什么，神最终是会赢得这场战斗。
So the answer of these men is wonderful. Verse 16.
这几个人的答案呢是非常的美好的，这个第十六节说。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it. And he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not rescue us, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up.
第十六节一直到第十八节，第十六节说：“撒但拉米撒，尼布尼哥德王说：‘那尼布甲尼撒呀，这件事我们不必回答你。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。’”
Do you admire those three men?
你尊重这三个人吗?
Yeah, you do.
是。
Would you like to be like them?
你想成为他们一样的人吗?
Yeah, you say I would, but it'd be awfully hard.
是啊，我想成为，但是那可能很难。
I don't know that I could handle it.
我认为我可能受不了。
One thing, you got a gun to your head. What are you going to do when you got a gun to the head?
如果有个人拿一个枪指着你的头，你会怎么做？
Some of you remember David Jones. He comes to our chapel to preach every now and then.
大家你们可能记得那个叫大卫琼斯的一个讲道人，他有时候来我们教会讲道。He
was, his mother and his father were serving the Lord in Chile. They were driving down the highway one day.
所以他的父母呢，实际上呢，是在智利做神的工。有一天呢，他们在那个高速公路上开车。
And some wicked people who were in part of the insurrection, the rebellion in the country. They were trying to overthrow the government. And they met them on the road and they all had guns.
然后呢，他们其实其中一些邪恶的人，他们是那个叛军，他们试图了推翻当时的政府。所以在那个路的中间呢，他们遇上了，然后他们所有的人手上都有枪。
And one of them came to the car and David's mother got out of the car and the man was standing there with his gun pointed to her head.
然后呢，其中呢，他们一个人呢，走进了大卫他们的他妈妈他父母的车，然后他的母亲呢，从那个车上下来，这个人呢，就拿了个枪指着他妈妈的头。
What would you do if you had the gun pointed to your head?
如果有个枪指着你的头，你会怎么做？
Mrs. Jones loved the Lord Jesus and served the Lord Jesus, so this is what she did.
所以呢，那个琼斯太太呢，她服侍主耶稣，她爱主耶稣基督，这是她所说的。She
just reached out her hand and pushed his hand away and said, "Don't you point that at me, young man."
因为他就把他的手呢拿过来，拿过来把那个枪推开，说：“年轻人，别拿枪指着我。”God's
people are bold, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bold for God, and they said, "We will not serve your gods."
所以神的子民是勇敢大胆的，像撒达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥呢。 他们说呢，他们同样是大人。他说，我们不会侍奉你的神。So
you and I pray that when we get into a situation like that, we will also be bold for God.
你我呢，在祷告，如果你我处在那样的处境之下呢，我们都要为了神而勇敢大胆。
Then Nebuchadnezzar, verse 19, was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace.
第十节，这第二节说：“当时尼布甲尼撒怒气填胸，向沙达拉米沙亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比寻常更加七倍。”第二节说：“那又吩咐他军事中的几个壮士，将沙达拉米沙亚伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。”
So, verse 21. These men, wearing their robes, their trousers, their turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing
furnace. 第二节说，那这三人穿着裤子、内袍、外衣和别的衣服被捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。
The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace.
And then,
so what should those men who were the soldiers in Nebuchadnezzar's army, what should they have done?
那些人，那些就是说，尼布甲尼撒军队的士兵，他们做了什么呢？
They should have said to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, I'm not going to worship your gods either.
他们应该跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒，我不会去敬拜你的那个偶像。
Was it their fault that they were killed?
他们被杀是因为他们的错吗?
Yes.
对的。
They could have said, I'll serve the God of heaven.
他们会,
I know this is wrong.
他们应该说, 我将会服侍天上的神, 因为你所做的都是错的。
Very often you read in the Bible what appears to be a story of innocent bystanders being punished.
因为通常呢，你会在圣经里读到那些在旁边观看的看起来是无辜的人被惩罚。Why
is that?
为什么是这样呢？
Because when it comes to a question of doing what is right before God and saying, no, God, I'll do what I want to do, there is no innocent bystander.
因为如果你来到这样一个情况，就是说呢，你是去照神说的做呢，还是你说呢，我要照着我自己做，在这个时候就没有无辜的旁观者。Remember,
Pilate was the judge. And Pilate said, I don't want to get involved. I'm just going to wash my hands. I'll wash my hands and I'll be innocent. And the answer is his hands got clean, but his heart was still filthy. God held him responsible. There is no such thing as an innocent bystander who won't get involved. It's either right or wrong. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. And if it's not right, it's wrong.
那这个呢，大家都记得那个比拉多。比拉多呢，实际上呢，当时呢，他在主耶稣基督那个审判的时候，他说呢，我不管，我去把我的手洗了。我把手洗了呢，我就无辜的，我跟这个事没有关系了。实际上呢，当时呢，他的手是洗干净的，但他的心里呢，却是有罪的。所以呢，在这个事情上呢，在是对是错的事情上呢，没有无辜者，没有旁观者，你要么就说对。
Now, it's only the grace of God that Nebuchadnezzar wasn't burned too.
所以呢，这是神的恩典，因为尼布甲尼撒当时并没有被烧死。
All right, now verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, wasn't it three men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, O king. He said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound, unarmed. And the fourth looks like the son of the gods or like the son of God.
因为第二十五节说的王了，我看见，看了，王说看了，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑在火中游行，也没说啥。那第四个的相貌好像神子。
Then verse 26, Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here.
第二十六节说，于是尼布甲尼撒就进烈火窑门说，至高神的仆人沙德拉米撒，亚伯尼哥出来，上这里来吧。
So the question is, how many men were thrown in?
问题是有几个人被扔到火窑里呢？
Three.
三个。
How many men were there when they were in there?
所以呢，他们在那个火窑的时候，有几个人在里面呢？
That was four. How many men came out?
四个。那有多少人出来了？
Three.
三个。
Amazing.
很令人惊奇。
Remember, the Lord Jesus promises, I will be with you.
Oh. 要记住，主耶稣基督，他应许了，他会与我们同在。
All right. So, verse 26 goes on. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satrap, prefect, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. It must have been quite a scene.
然后呢，第二十六节后面说呢，沙达拉米沙亚伯尼哥就从火中出来，那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集看这三个人。
How many people saw them come out?
有多少人看见他们从火里出来？Probably
hundreds, maybe thousands.
可能有成百的人，也有可能是成千的人。What
kind of a miracle was it? They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was hair of their head singed, their robes were not scorched. And there was no smell of fire on them.
所以发生了什么样的奇迹呢？见火无力上他们的身体，头发也没烧焦，衣裳也没变色，并没有火燎的气味。
It's almost enough to make you laugh.
这基本上是会让你发笑的。
Have you ever singed the hairs on your body?
你有没有看见过你身上着火了？
I used to make fires to burn things when I was younger, and sometimes I'd put my hand too close to the fire, and the hair on the back of my fingers would just burn a little.
因为我当我还年轻的时候呢，我有时候会去烧一些东西。当我烧东西的时候呢，因为我的手离着那个火太近，我手上的那些汗毛呢，其实也被烧掉了一些。
It all happened very quickly. The hair wasn't always burned all the way down, but it smelled funny. I could smell the smell of the hair on my hand. I said, Harold, don't get that close to the fire again.
因为这个事情呢，火烧的时候发生的非常快，非常快呢，但是那个一下呢，把那个汗毛呢就烧到根那里去了。但是呢，那个闻起来那个味道是 很怪的一个味道，所以呢，你可以闻到你那个汗毛烧焦的味道。所以这个我跟我自己说，Harold，永远不要离火那么近。So
the question is, who were these men?
所以问题是这些人是谁呢？
And the answer is that some of them were the wise men, the astrologers, who had been condemned to death by Nebuchadnezzar because they couldn't tell the dream or interpret it.
所以呢，其中的答案是，其中他们这些人呢，有时是那些术士啊，那些相士啊，因为他们当时呢被判处了死刑，因为他们不能解尼布甲尼撒的梦，也不能告诉他梦是什么。
And they all should have died.
所有人都应该去死。And
they all would have died if Daniel and his friends hadn't prayed and the Lord had answered by giving Daniel the dream so that Nebuchadnezzar didn't kill all the others.
所以呢，但如果说那个大尼尼和他的三个朋友没有去祷告，这在天上的神没有应允他们的祷告。 这些所有的这些术士啊，心脏师啊，都会死的。但是呢，尼布甲尼撒没有杀他们，是因为但以理呢去解了尼布甲尼撒的梦。Those
very men who had been spared in their life by Daniel's prayers and the prayers of these three men, those men reported to the king that they hadn't bowed down. Those men would have been far happy when they were cast into the fire. They said, those guys are gone now. I know they saved my life, but good to have them dead. And all of a sudden, they come back out of the fire. And I suppose they looked those guys in the eye.
那这些人呢，其实所有的这些人呢，其实他们都是因为但以理和这三个人的那个祷告，所以他们才保住了性命。所以呢，但是呢，当他们那三个人被扔到火窑的时候呢，他们所有的那些因为但以理和三个人祷告得救的那些人呢，他们就是站在旁边，他们也很高兴的看见他们被扔进火窑里面去。所以你想一下，当这三个人从火窑里出来的时候呢？ 你可以想象一下那些站在旁边的那些术士们的眼神是怎样的。I
think they were saying to them, you men had better learn to fear the God of heaven rather than the king who makes a golden image. There's a God in heaven who can deliver, and there's a God in heaven who can judge. Remember, the men who threw us in all died because they sided with the king rather than with God.
因为这些人呢，他们本来都应该说呢，我们要更应该去敬畏在天上的神，因为在天上的神呢可以施行拯救，他可以把我们从困境中搞出来。所以，但是他们这些人呢，他们其实呢，当时呢，他更在乎那个尼布甲尼撒王怎么看，而不是在乎天上的神怎么看他。
All right, the time is gone, but one more point.
我们的时间也到了，再讲一点。
And it's this, is this history or is this prophecy?
所以这是历史呢，还是预言呢？
This is history, but it is also prophetic of the kinds of issues that you and I will face in life, and in particular, that in the coming days, the tribulation saints will be facing all the time.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，它是历史，但是呢，同样的，它预言了我们当今你我所要面临的这样一个困境，就是将来你我都会面临这样的灾难。
How are we going to survive? Answer, the same way they did. Keep trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and don't bow down and worship another.
所以呢，我们怎么会幸存下来呢？我们就像这三个人这一样，像这三个人一样呢，我们一定要相信我们的主耶稣基督。 不要去跪拜、敬拜其他的任何东西。Well,
the time is gone. Let's pray. We'll carry on next week.
时间到了，我们来祷告。下个星期我们会继续。
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. You were good to those three men.
主啊，我们要为您的美善献上感恩。您对那个三个人是如此的好。
And we pray, Lord, that we might be bold to stand for God and stand against the forces of evil, just as they were.
因为我们祷告，我们要为神站立得住，也要去反对那些邪恶的东西，就像那三个人那么做的。
They are the great example for us to follow. So teach us so that we might follow.
所以那三个人是一个伟大的榜样给我们做出来了，所以我们也祷告，我们要遵循他们的榜样。
Again, we just bow and say, thank you, Lord. You've really been good to me.
再次呢，我们说主啊，我们现在俯伏在您的面前，您对我真的是太好了。
We thank you now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.